grill.
No, it's not. There we are. Now it's the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ, 88.1 FM, and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
What is wrong with my microphone? Nothing now.
Nothing now.
Hello, Gary.
Hello. Good evening and welcome, or hello and welcome if you're listening on the Tuesday. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz, sitting to my left.
Are we going left?
Sitting to my left, we have none other than Ant-Man, Jeff Quadramani.
He's taking on the role for the sequel, I hear.
I was thinking more Spider-Man.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Okay. And to my right, sitting in the studio, we have none other than the handyman, Jason Murray.
I managed to put up something around my house to block the neighbor's view of my room.
There you go.
That makes me a handyman and a good neighbor.
Indeed it does. How have you been, Jeff? What have you been up to?
I've been exterminating spiders from around my home this weekend. And obviously doing the Christmas shopping, as everyone's probably doing as well, but it's been fun.
Oh, yeah? Mm. Okay.
And trying to stay cool, because it's been quite hot.
It's been quite warm. It's quite warm in the studio this evening.
Ah, it's just Jason.
It's just Jason. Is that what it is?
Jason. I can't help it.
Hot stuff.
Yeah.
Hot stuff.
And Jason, what have you been up to apart from putting up barriers to your neighbours so they can't see you?
It's also designed to stop my cat escaping.
Oh, okay.
That's impossible. Yeah, no, there are no walls.
Good luck with that.
He's already wandered up to the wall, and something does appear to be wrong with the headsets.
This microphone seems to be affecting things.
Well, so he's also wandered up to the wall and jumped up, realized he couldn't stand up there, and then jumped back down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
They're smart creatures.
I thought they were cats. He's a smart cat.
Yeah.
Oh, now. Do not start sassing my cat.
I'm not sassing your cat.
Don't you sass my cat.
I'm just, doing cats in general.
How about you, Gary? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. We did some, I did some cooking today, got out into the smoker and...
been smoking meat.
Been smoking some meats, and I made some salsa.
Mm.
And Dee's not been well. Dee's got a bit
of
a cold.
Oh, that's
good. She's got a cold and a sore throat. And
okay.
So she's been lounging around at home, taking it easy and hopefully getting herself betterer.
Indeed.
Mm, yes, yes.
And better. Although there's none better than Dee, as you guys both know.
Will she be in next week?
She should be in next week because Jason is going to be without.
Yes, this is Jason's
last
show.
You'll be without me. I will still be with Jason.
Right, yes, that is true.
I'm just going to move myself around here so that I can actually look across the desk at Gary so that I can tell him off.
Now, you moved your microphone and it affected this as well.
Yeah.
It's interesting. There's something between the microphone cable, it's in the interface, and the headphones.
It's the desk.
But it is Jason's last show of 2015.
It is indeed. It is. Jason's off to Pommyland.
Mm. Yep.
London.
Yep. I am off to London. It's going to be lovely. There's lots of stuff to go and do and see over Christmas.
Okay, make sure you
take that's actually, but that's kind of the wrong accent, actually. But yes.
Yeah, you're going to take a photo of yourself at Abbey Road.
Abbey Road.
No,
not good.
I haven't done it in 7 years of going to London for Christmas. I'm not going to start now.
You're going to go see the Queen.
No,
I'm not going to comment on that.
No, they disbanded, although I could go and see We Will Rock You.
Indeed.
Jeff has no idea what I'm talking about.
I don't know what just happened.
It's We Will Rock You is a musical about the band Queen.
Right, well, I know the band Queen.
Yeah, We Will Rock You is a musical about their music and about them.
Oh, okay.
So, I know, I've lost that as well. Yeah. And I don't know.
I've lost it too.
We've
all lost it. It is
we've
the end
lost
of the
our
year.
Minds tonight.
Yeah.
It's the end of the
so
year.
So how about that came back and went?
Yeah.
Not quite sure what the hell
we
is
going. We are having a
having minor technical issues here.
Technical
issues
if you are still studio, listening, thank you.
Yeah.
So
technical
much.
Issues in the studio for that's sure right. About technology.
How about instead of technical issues, we listen to a bit of CJ Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band.
Yeah.
And this is especially for young Jeffrey.
Is this Cajun?
This is absolutely Cajun.
Cajun.
This is Zydeco Christmas.
Sing it.
back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ. That's 88.1 FM and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
.com.
No, yeah. it's .com. I'm heading to CES. I need to learn to speak American.
Oh, okay.
So it's .com.
Well, if you want to learn how to speak American, you've got to learn to use the word like a lot.
Like this? Is it
kind of like that? Yeah.
Well, is that? And you're like, gonna say, you know,
I can also speak Valley Girl. It's okay.
Well, that's pretty much it.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
What is she wearing? I have no idea.
Like, yeah. Totally.
I would not be seen dead wearing that in the mall.
Can you believe she's wearing that?
Hard to believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
News.
All olds.
Depending
on how old.
Jeff, do you want to start?
I can start, actually. There's a gentleman who's been arrested in the UK. Not Jason, he's not there yet. But this guy,
lucky.
He robbed a store while on a hoverboard.
Oh, I heard about this. So they got him, did they?
They got the guy.
That'd make it rather difficult to find him, of course, because... You know, there's so many people. Every man and his dog is on a hoverboard.
No, all he has to do is go across water, and it falls in the water. Remember?
So this guy, anyway, came in, took a case of soft drink, a whole case of soft drink. That was his robbery. That was his theft.
Took a whole case of soft drink.
Yep.
And tried to escape. I'd imagine that the hoverboard would have been slowed down by the weight of the soft drinks.
Probably.
Can I give a shout out to one of my friends on Twitter? My friend Arian tweeted during the week that he was in a convenience store and someone rolled up to him on a hoverboard and gestured that he should move aside so that he could continue rolling. And he said, I just stared back at him.
Good on him.
Wow. Because he's on a hoverboard, he's now got right of way.
I know, right?
No, the hoverboard has absolutely no right of way.
We do need another word for these hoverboard things.
Yeah, they're not hovering on anything.
Why can't they just be called rolly boards? Like, well, skateboards were skateboards.
Yeah, well, I saw an ad for one of these, a story on one of these on one of the TV waste of time shows. And they described as a hoverboard. No, it's not a hoverboard.
It's not.
It's a Segway without a handle.
You can't say that's too long.
I know. Well, hope so. What's your point?
It's like a horizontal board.
Oh, no. You can shorten Segway without a handle to swa. It's a swa board.
Swa.
Swa board.
It's not even a board.
Yeah.
Even a board.
Going on.
Not even a board.
Who likes VR?
Yeah. Well. Yes.
We like VR.
We all do.
We've actually just been playing with another one in the studio.
Now, Jeff, have you tried HTC's Vive VR experience?
Have you?
I have. I tried one. I tried it out at IFA, and it was absolutely incredible.
Oh, not all of us got to go to Berlin.
No, but
they're
bringing out the version 2.0 of the developer kit for HTC Vive at a developer conference in Beijing this week.
Are you going?
Nope.
Okay.
They're going to have it at CES, and we are.
Oh,
so we're going to get to try.
We're
going to
get to try
Vegas.
The new version of HTC
Vive.
Cool.
Make sure you bring it back.
They may not like that. Although, so they are actually distributing 7,000 developer kits.
What's
so maybe
new?
We can.
What's new, though? Do we know what's so good about the new version?
The original version of Vive, it's tethered to quite a lot of cables at the back of your head.
Yeah,
so
you pretty much look like a Sentinel from The Matrix.
Yeah, so I'm hoping they've managed to slim down some of that. And also, like, the actual headset itself, they may have reduced the size of that as well.
I'm talking about functionality. I don't want to see just a good-looking product. I'm not going to see it once I'm wearing it.
But, so functionality-wise... I still think that Vive actually offers the best VR experience on the market.
It's got its own screen, doesn't it? You don't throw your phone into the Vive, which I think is a good thing.
So it connects up to the PC to play the games on the headset, so it's using Steam VR. And so they were actually, they originally, when they launched earlier in the year, they said it was going to be out for Christmas time. It's Christmas time, it's not.
Yeah. Right.
So they've said that they're aiming for a commercial release in April.
Watch this space.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chaotic Moon. Have unveiled an idea for biosensors that they think may one day replace credit cards.
Ooh.
These are stickers that you can put on your body, electronic tattoos. They're bio-wearables, or as they like to call them, tech tats.
No, I think bio-wearables is a much better name.
But where would
it.
You put it? If it's
well,
my credit
you,
card.
You know where you can put it that they can swipe, right?
Your shoulder?
on your,
shoulder, upper arm. The shoulder is far less adventurous.
No, but could you imagine? I want to do. You guys are terrible. Straight in the gutter. If I'm wearing effectively my credit card on my shoulder, doing pay pass is really hard.
No. Actually, it's really easy. I just have to walk past you and I can charge your credit card.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic.
It's like it turns your credit card into Nintendo Street Pass.
I think they've got an idea. I just don't think it's...
Yeah, it sounds like it's a problem looking for a solution. Yeah. A solution looking for a problem.
Couldn't you do a Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl, and like when it comes time to pay, you just undo
you
the
have a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, you have a wardrobe malfunction.
Just straighten the gutter again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Jeff's jealous that he can't get down to the gutter up to the gutter that quickly.
Oh. So sliced cheese. Eat it.
You've got my attention. I like sliced cheese.
Do you really?
Cheese. Yeah.
Hang on. You're talking about cheese slices.
Yeah.
Yes.
As a craft.
Yeah, like those ones you get in a packet.
Yeah, good old singles. Yeah.
Little plastic.
Singles. Yeah.
The plastic that's wrapped in plastic.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
So what if you could get that in chocolate? Not cheese. Actual chocolate slices.
Why would you want to?
Wait.
Well, imagine.
We already have chocolate bars.
We have, another solution looking for a problem.
I leave the chocolate bar in the sun. I have that.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Go back a step. When I spread, say, Nutella or something on bread, is it even? Probably not. If I could
hang on. Bread.
The whole idea of spreading peanut butter on bread or on toast is to spread it very bloody thickly.
But imagine if it was even. Imagine if you could just get a slice of it and place it on top. No, amazing.
And chocolate on bread? I'm sorry, that doesn't work.
No. You don't get to talk anymore for this segment. Chocolate on bread.
Well, I'm saying it's no good. I'm saying, that's not acceptable. He's the one who doesn't get.
It's very acceptable.
It is so
acceptable. It's very acceptable.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So am I.
Well, this is the end. Thanks, guys. I'll see you next week.
Okay. Jason.
What news have I got? Google released a very expensive tablet this week. The Google Pixel C, which has been built by the same guys who built the Google Chromebook Pixels.
Gary, have you got another news item here as well?
Super expensive. $600
and then $200 for more for a keyboard.
No. $699. That's $700
for US?
32 gigabytes. That's the Australian price.
Okay.
$829 for 64 gigabytes.
What's it do?
It's an Android tablet.
Okay.
So nothing that an existing Android tablet doesn't already do.
No. So the interesting thing with it is that Google's engineering team took to Reddit for an AMA after they
sat down with a book and read it.
Okay. So Google's engineering team did a Reddit AMA.
You heard about the frog who went to the library? Looked at all the books. Read it. Carry on.
I don't know if I can.
Have you heard about my mate who was a mushroom?
Mushroom?
Yeah, he was a fun guy.
Oh, yeah. I think Jason's just lost it.
Next story.
Okay. Well, the climate conference in Paris has just ended with an agreement to hopefully limit...
They agreed it's terrible.
Yeah, to hopefully limit global warming. And as we know, there are serious problems with the atmosphere, with the air quality in Beijing.
No joke.
A Chinese artist.
I got to say, when I was in Beijing, it was amazing.
When I was in Shanghai, it was disgusting.
Yeah, but you know why it was amazing in Beijing?
Because they cleaned it up specially for you.
No, Olympics. They cleaned it up for the National Day, which was the day before I arrived.
Yeah. A Chinese artist has vacuumed up Beijing smog. And
how?
What we? He walked around with a vacuum cleaner in the air.
Pretty much.
And it worked.
And no. And he's made a brick from what he collected.
He's making it up. Let's be honest. He's made this up.
One man.
I'm inclined to agree.
With a vacuum cleaner has been exposing himself to the toxic air 4 hours a day for 100 days in a row.
Yep.
He's making a public point.
The brick didn't come from the vacuum cleaner.
It was from exposing himself for so long.
He's making a public point about the capital's notoriously heavy smog by turning the dust he collects into a brick.
Can he build something with it? Like, can he do this a lot more and build himself a house?
Is there a picture of this brick?
Yeah. It's not a very good brick.
It looks like dirt.
Yeah, it's a pile of dirt.
Well, what do you think smog is?
So what he did is he just vacuumed the floor a little bit and went, oh, the rest of the 100 days I'll just spend pretending to vacuum the sky.
Yeah. Where's McDonald's? Exactly. You know, I'm going to go veg out for a while. Yeah. I mean, you know, just go see that. It's actually probably just a McDonald's sundae or something. I don't know.
All right, moving on to the biggest story of the week.
That really?
Apple have released
a battery case.
Yes. Now,
I know. It's
to me, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's kind of them accepting that, yes, their phones don't last as long as some people would like in terms of battery life. That's a fair assumption. Why else would you need it? The second thing is...
I've got a different perspective on that. But okay. Go on. We'll talk about that after. Yeah.
The second thing is that their designer didn't show up that day because it's really ugly.
But Johnny Ive phoned it in.
Just didn't show up.
Yeah.
The biggest thing it tells you, though, and it reminds everybody, is that Apple will make an accessory if somebody else is trying to do it already.
Yeah.
So the keyboard, the case, the pen.
I think it's worth talking about what this case actually does, though. So it increases the thickness of the phone by 50% again. So like it makes it somewhere between like about 1.2 centimeters thick now.
So it turns it into a brick.
Yeah. So it turns it into a brick.
Mini
brick.
It
increases the battery capacity of the phone by 80%.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't give a full charge, yeah.
No, iPhones don't have a big battery at the moment. So that means, I think it's like a 2300 milliamp hour battery.
Could be.
Possibly. Maybe even less. But so that means that...
Let's pull Jeff's phone apart and have a look at it and we can see.
Jeff, can I borrow your phone for a minute?
Yeah.
So what they've actually done is they've managed to package up... Let's be generous.
It's 1877.
Okay, so let's say they've...
That was a very good year. I remember it well.
So they've managed to package a 1500 milliamp hour battery.
No. The battery is 1877.
Oh, the battery. Yeah, okay, so an 1877 milliamp hour battery. That makes all the difference. And charge $100 for it.
Mm-hmm.
For,
in the US, $165 in Australia.
Welcome
to Australia.
That actually hurt.
Yeah,
$165. So for $20, I can get a battery pack that is about three times that size.
So here's the interesting thing about this one.
But it doesn't have the Apple logo.
And it's a case for the phone, I know.
No, not just that, but it's got one charging point still.
Mm-hmm.
So with a lot of cases, you have to charge them separately to the phone. But also with this one, it'll charge the phone first and then the battery second,
mm-hmm.
whereas some others will do the battery first and then the phone second. So
yeah, fair enough.
They're calling it a smart feature. I think it's just, okay, it's your case. It should work the best, functionally. Yeah. But you're 100% right. For $165, you could shop around like Mophie cases and things like that.
Yeah.
Much cheaper, larger capacity. And probably with a bit more protection as well. And looks better. This thing looks like a pregnant phone now.
I didn't really think it looked that bad. But, yeah, no, there are other companies that are doing this cheaper.
Mm.
But you know what's going to happen now is this, the typical thing that happens when Apple enters a new market.
Yep.
All the Mophie packs are going to be kicked out of the Apple store so that Apple can sell their own case.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Yep, you're probably right.
Jason, next story.
Oh, what's my next story? I put my phone down.
Okay.
Do you want to go for one?
I'll go for one, Uber. Mm-hmm. At the moment, when you get when you call Uber and arrange a ride, your details remain with the cabbie, with the driver, forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now going to implement a system whereby once the ride has been completed, your details get eliminated, get removed from the driver, and the driver's details get removed from yours, which is a good
too.
Which is a good privacy move on the part of Uber because you know there's enough issues with respect to, and it's not just Uber, with respect to people's privacy being invaded by people acting inappropriately with information that that they get through whatever means. And this is a good protection and a good move on the part of Uber, I believe.
So what I found odd when I was reading this is that the normal way that I'll interact with an Uber driver when I call them or when I order a car, if I need to send that driver a message to say, oh, you know, I'm actually around the corner from where I said I was going to be, I require their phone number in order to do that. So now I can't send them a text message anymore because I don't get their number either. They've anonymized it both ways.
That's right.
And it also means that when the driver has to call me, their call gets patched through an anonymizing system, which means their calls now come from a landline.
That's right.
And it also means that I can't call them.
Which is good.
Yeah, but if I actually need to contact them, I can't do it.
That's fine.
The other interesting thing about it, though, is that the other thing that it does is that it stops this situation where you can get a ride with an Uber driver, and you might say, "Yo, you know what? I actually really liked that, and I'd like to work with you again." You can't contact them anymore.
So well, in a lot of cases, the driver may give you his business card.
Well, that's true. Yes,
and I've had that happen in a lot of places where we travel, and the driver, as a matter of course, a taxi driver or whatever, gives you his business card so you can contact him directly.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got your next story now?
I do have a story now. Amazon is sending their Kindle Fire tablets to China.
Why?
They're made there anyway.
So they're leaving them there, basically.
They're leaving them.
They're not sending anything. So just keep it China.
So they're sending it to the Chinese market using Baidu as a partner. Now, Baidu has often been compared to sort of a Chinese version of Google. Now, Amazon Fire runs an offshoot of Android, so it doesn't have any Google services, and so you don't have the Google Play Store, which means you need to get your apps from somewhere. Baidu happens to run an app store called 91 Wireless. Don't know why it's called that. So they're going to use 91 Wireless for distributing apps because you can't access Amazon or Google in China. Yeah. And they're going to use a service called iQIYI for videos, which is very much the Chinese version of YouTube, they're saying.
It's iQIYI.
iQIYI.
Mm.
Ah, so now you would have heard of this when you were in Shanghai, did you?
No, I made it up.
Oh,
I just made up the pronunciation.
Disappointing. So, there goes the microphone. So, the thing is that this is a reality that device manufacturers need to deal with when they distribute their devices in China. There's no Facebook, there's no Twitter, there's no Google.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you found this out when you went to Shanghai earlier in the year. You said you hated it.
I really did hate it. I hated the fact that they restrict the internet there. It's a joke.
And so...
It really is. It's a joke.
Yeah. So manufacturers struggle with finding services that can duplicate the services provided by a lot of these things like YouTube and Google Play.
Yep.
It's just something that they need to deal with, and I think we're going to hear a lot more stories like this as companies, you know, head into China. Apple is operating its own app store there that is completely separate to the US app store, and so it's completely cut off.
Okay, I think that's enough of the news for the moment.
Tis.
This is Men at Work, Down Under. Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men below. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
And we're back with the Gadget Grill on Radio 2RDJ, 88.1 FM, and all over the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
Welcome back.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Why, Jason?
Now I can hear everything.
Jason can hear us
all. Oh, hang on. I think I've just solved what the problem is.
Gary's fixing our studio.
He's feeding the mouse that runs the wheel.
While Gary's fixing the studio, we can talk about encryption and government surveillance.
We can indeed.
Mm.
A story popped up this week about the shooting in San Bernardino, which was, as you know, a terrible event. And the story that's popped up relates to the fact that the authorities in America are complaining that the phones that the perpetrators of this event, the shooters used, had encryption in it, and they're complaining and they're making a big fuss over the fact that these phones had encryption built in. Jeffrey, does your phone have encryption built in?
Probably.
It does.
I hope so.
You've got an iPhone. iPhones have got very good encryption built in.
They do.
Jason, you've got an Android. Does it have encryption built in?
Probably.
Yeah. So does mine.
So Android phones and iPhones handle encryption in a slightly different way.
They handle it in a different way, but it is...
It's a technical capability of the phone.
Mm. Yeah.
Google... So, I mean, a lot of the phones now have encryption in response to all the allegations of massive government surveillance that have been going on for the last sort of 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah.
And in response to that, Apple enabled encryption by default. I think it was when they did iOS 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
and Android added encryption by default in Lollipop, which is Android 5, and then Google flinched and they turned it off because it was actually it was affecting performance on some phones. And with Android 6 Marshmallow, there is a requirement that if your storage in the phone that you're building is faster than a particular point, then encryption gets enabled, and if not, then it's an option.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, the way they've been complaining about this, they're making a big fuss over the fact that this is... Yeah, this is unusual and it shouldn't be happening and...
It's not actually unusual, but the government's been beating this drum for quite a while in the States.
Yeah. Basically, what they're complaining about is the equivalent of your car's got a steering wheel.
Yeah.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, your phone can operate with its file system without it being encrypted. You don't require encryption in order for the phone to work. But, you do require a steering wheel for the phone to work. Your phone needs a steering wheel.
Does your phone have a steering wheel, Jeff?
So the best analogy would have been that my car has a lock.
Yeah.
Right? That I can lock my car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so you should be able to lock your car because it's your car.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And same thing with your phone. You should be allowed to have encryption because it's your phone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That was easy.
So, yeah. What are we going to do for the rest of this segment?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, what are we going to do for the next 4 minutes and 2 seconds?
Listen to some music?
We're going to listen to Cold Chisel. And
how cold is it, though?
Very cold.
It's a cold chisel?
It's a cold chisel, but it's a song about a pretty warm place.
It's frozen chisel.
My heart?
What?
No, he said warm.
Your what?
Warm heart. He said warm place.
Yeah, no, he said warm.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But no, but he's got to have a heart for it to be warm.
You know what's cold? Sleeping outside in Vegas, Jason.
oh, dear. Now the truth comes out. This is Cold Chisel and Kaysan.
Was round casing, and I sold my soul with my cigarettes to the black market man. I've had the Vietnam cold turkey from the ocean to the silver city, and it's only I the vets could understand about the long forgotten dark side guarantees. How there were no V-Day heroes in 1973, and how we sat in a Sydney harbor, her son opened but I couldn't kiss her. Well, she was lying and I was home to Lucky Land. She was like so many more from that time on. The lives were all so empty until they found their chosen one. And the and the legal pads where y'all, I was on payback.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
.com.
Three part harmony, guys.
.com.
God, that was bad.
Yeah.
Jason.
Gary, you're letting the team down.
Of course. I have a voice that'll sink battleships. Jason, you want to talk about the Asus ZenWatch?
I want to talk about the Asus ZenWatch 2.
The what now?
The who and the what now? The watch the watch that is on my wrist that I've just taken off so that I can hold it up for you guys.
Hold it up to the microphone so the listener can
see. Everyone can see this.
Okay. They can almost hear it ticking.
I was just going to say.
It's a problem if you can hear my smartwatch ticking.
That's what they need to do. They need to put a little speaker in there so it'll tick.
Ooh.
Guess what?
What?
There's a speaker in it.
But does it tick?
Nope.
Then it.
How annoying would that be? Seriously.
Now, in all honesty, they should. Somebody should write an app that just goes.
Nope.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, there.
I mean, I think that's a great. Idea.
There's our app. There's
so the Asus ZenWatch 2. It is the sequel, funnily enough, to the Asus ZenWatch, which came out about this time last year.
The SS ZenWatch steamship. Oh, the Asus. No,
I think we might just continue talking about the watch.
Please ignore me.
What is it?
It's not a round watch, which has been kind of the thing of 2015. Everyone's been releasing round watches. It was also the thing of the end of 2014 as well.
I'm looking at that. Mm-hmm. It is a very nice looking piece of kit.
It is actually really, really nice looking. It's really nice feeling. It's a little bit thinner than most of the other Android Wear watches out there. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that it just sits across my wrist instead of sticking out from it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I really like the physical shape and feel of it. It's got a lot of bezel on it though.
What is that? One of the things that you don't like about it?
Yeah, I don't really like that.
What else don't you like about it, Jason?
Let's talk about what I do like. Let's go through it. So the band that comes with it in the box, I actually quite like that. It's a genuine leather band, as they say.
Genuine.
It's nice. They gave me an appropriately dark blue color.
It looks
I like
black.
Blue.
Looks black.
It does actually in this light. You're right. But no, it's definitely blue. It's a fairly, all Android Wear watches, they're fairly standard. They differentiate themselves in their physical look and sometimes in the physical controls that adorn the right-hand side of it. So this has a single button on the right-hand side. You press it, it activates your settings menu or it wakes up the watch. The watch responds to gestures as well. So most Android Wear watches do. So when you raise the watch up to look at it, it will light up the screen. But it also has an ambient mode where it's always showing the time anyway. So the screen's always powered on.
Good.
I think that's fantastic.
It's critical.
With these watches.
Yep.
I've got backing music.
It's to make you sound better.
Oh, well, there we go. So it's a fairly standard Android watch. Android Wear watch. I do find that sometimes it stutters a little bit through some of its duties, which...
Oh?
I find a little bit off-putting. And the other thing that it is missing is a heart rate monitor.
It's standard usually now, isn't it?
It does seem to be feeling standard, but I mean, we all know that the heart rate monitors on the watches are pretty bad.
They're pretty damn good.
No, they're pretty bad. It depends on the watch.
Depends on the heart.
I think that's actually the case with everything. But so I do think it's interesting that there's no heart rate monitor on it.
What is the damage on it?
I believe it's 250.
250. Best Android watch you've ever used?
No.
Which
one
is?
I still like my G-Watch R.
G-Watch R by LG.
I have a little bit of trouble sometimes seeing the screen in the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's with all the bezel on the face, because there is quite a lot of bezel around the screen.
Were you playing that song because he had said blue band?
Yes.
Okay, that's
very good pickup, okay. Jeffrey.
With all the bezel around the screen, I actually expected there to be more of an ambient light sensor. But there's not.
Did you pull that off?
He's got them ready to go.
Amazing.
Like, I swear, he's actually, his computer is a music library.
Yeah.
So, I'm surprised there's no ambient light sensor given the size of the equipment around the screen on the watch, because that is one of the things with the Moto 360 that is on Gary's wrist. Mm. It has the flat tire at the bottom of the screen because there's so much screen on the surface that they didn't have a place to put the ambient light sensor, so they took some of the round face away.
Indeed, indeed. But what I like about the Zen 2, it is a much more stylish watch than the 360. That's my phone.
Okay. I thought that was like our signal to wind up or something.
Now, there's a thought.
So, it's close.
So I think in terms of style, it's very subjective, and that's kind of the point with watches is yeah. that like I might have a Moto 360 to wear out to a function. Like I went to a wedding in Adelaide a couple of weeks ago,
Right.
And I wear a dress watch to that.
Indeed.
I wear a dress to weddings.
I know, I saw you. And the high heels, really nice, and especially the blue shoes.
The blue shoes. Yep. You've got a song called Blue Shoes playing?
No, I haven't, although I could, but okay. I could get Blue Suede Shoes by Elvis. But instead, we're going to listen to Simon and Garfunkel. I heard this week that Paul Simon is going to be doing New Orleans Jazz Fest next year, but that's not why I'm playing this. I'm playing Bridge Over Troubled Waters because I can.
Like a bridge.
Join in, I'll open the mics up at the time. And we're back at the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ FM, 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com.
.com.
It is time now for our useless gadget.
It is.
You're supposed to say useless gadget.
Useless gadget.
Useless gadget.
There we go.
Useless gadget.
Yeah. And the useless gadget for this week is a nose.
No.
It is a...
What?
Yeah, it's a power socket.
I told you you should have shown Jeff earlier.
Didn't I show it to you?
No.
Oh.
Well, this is the same experience our listeners have.
Okay. Yes. This is a power socket extension in the shape of a nose. You plug it into the wall socket.
Yeah.
And it's just the shape of a nose.
Uh-huh.
And it is... Underneath it, there is another socket, and you plug your device, your cord, whatever, into yep. that. It's that simple.
Why?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I saw that, and I thought, Why?
So I thought there could actually be a couple of useful applications for it. Like instead of your cord sticking.
It'd be better if it was a tissue holder, I think.
That would make sense.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't make sense. It would be in reverse.
A tissue dispenser
flows backwards
in the shape of a nose. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's trendy.
No, you know what? You know what's cool? All the money you'll make from a tissue dispenser in the shape of your nose.
There you go.
Your nose, especially.
Thanks.
No, really.
We should highlight that.
Okay, trivia time, guys. In the movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Never seen it.
The temple in...
as soon as you said that, Gary's just looked to me.
Because you've seen it, right?
Hasn't Mr. B.
Yes. They've got the temple. The temple is shaped in the shape of Douglas Adams' nose.
Nice trivia.
Yes. Nice bit of trivia.
Nice trivia. Mm.
Mm. Okay, we're listening to take us out for tonight's show, Cuban master musician Bebo Valdez. The track is called De Barracute. And I'm playing this because I can.
As you should.
Yeah. It is just Cuban jazz at its very best. You've been listening to The Gadget Grill on
Radio 2RDJ 88.1 FM.
And on the internet,
www.radio2rdj.com.
That was the voice of the handyman, Jason Murray.
Yes, it was.
And that was the voice of Ant-Man, Jeff Quadrimani.
I
think we may have to change Jeff's name. We may get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I know. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz. Stay safe.
You've
been listening to The Gadget Grill. Enjoy Bebo Valdez.
Bye-bye.